It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
We have arrived on a Tuesday installment of
Not Necessarily the News.
Where we fast and quickly report the news to you. That's right.
It's quick and dirty.
It's fast breaking news, not break.
Oh, you broke.
Hey, Hanksters, on our Hank Facebook page, streaming live, join the party.
Let's start right out.
Okay.
Hey, what happened?
Well, tonight's lead story, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2026 was announced thrillingly on American Idol last night.
Oh.
Because, you know, there's nothing more rock and roll than American Idol and Seacrest. But nonetheless, a lot of people got in. Like a lot. They normally only do about like three or four, it seems. But here we go. Phil Collins.
Yes!
Thank you.
Now, this is big because this is not with Genesis.
Right.
This is of his own volition. And if you were alive in the 80s, step aside, Madonna and MJ.
Some pretty great greatness right there.
Phil Collins is coming through.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Also, Oasis, Billy Idol.
Oh.
The Wu-Tang Clan, Luther Vandross.
Totally. He's a rocker.
New Order.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They like Iron to bang their Maiden, heads. Your best Iron friends. And Sade. No.
Stop it.
By the way, yeah, Doobie Brothers are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They got in 2020.
Boy, I sang on pandemic stage with Iron Maiden almost one time.
I know you did. Yeah. There's Sade. Yeah. Rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll.
No need to ask.
Rock and roll.
President Trump may be having a few spats with different leaders around the world, but for hardworking Americans, he's making a lot of new friends. Namely, a woman that was door dashing, minding her own business, delivering to the White House, and who pops up to answer the door. Yeah, that would be the Don. Yeah, he also gave her a $100 tip, which is very on brand. This is kind of a New York thing.
Mm.
Just give his hand out a whole bunch of money. But this particular little gratuity, a little reminder of his No Tax on Tips Act from last year. You see
Gotcha.
So right before tax day, news cycle, that's how all this works.
We'll definitely try to get him in between door dashers. Later on at 7:47 today.
Tip us, because I could use $100. I have a teenage daughter.
No, we're more likely to get blockaded.
Mm. Yeah.
The FFA. The FAA. Well, all of them. The FFA. They're better.
That's like so many letters.
The FAA is targeting a new generation of air traffic controllers. This has long since been a problem, of course. Gets worse when there's government shutdowns and the like. Federal Aviation Administration are targeting the next generation of air traffic controllers, video gamers.
Oh, no. What?
Yes. Yeah. On Friday, the FAA will open up a new round of applications, and their latest campaign targets young adults, in quotes, who love video games. They say, they use fun jargon like level up your career, high score rewards. It's fun. Join the Army. Right. So, actually, average pays over $155,000, and they say the hand-eye coordination is what we need at this present time. Plus, the gamers have positive cognitive influences like thinking quickly, staying focused, and being left alone for a very large amount of time.
It's a me.
How are they going to hear about all of this, and how are they going to work from their mom's basement?
As long as there's meatloaf getting ready in the back, Mom! They should be fine. It should be great.
Mario.
Just my pizza rolls.
Yeah. Just think of that the next time you're on a plane.
Yeah, I'm never flying. So Luke Bryan, you know, he is known as the party guy. But he wants to be known for just more than that. He says he gets coined as all this. But you got to really look at his work. Because the repertoire is filled with songs about life in small towns. The nuances, the ups, the downs. And country music has always told the story of the American journey. So you can have serious songs, heartbreak songs, cheating songs, and bar songs all together. You're listening to Hank FM to hear Luke Bryan, you may be sadly disappointed. I'm sorry.
Jet.
This is one fan right there. So, over there in Meta, Facebook land, hi, as we stream live on the Hank Facebook page.
Eyes up, Zuck.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg now has an AI clone of himself to be there in... It's basically so employees can interact with Mark Zuckerberg, but he doesn't actually have to interact with them. Mm. This has happened, and they are pitching it as the... This is an AI clone of yourself, so someday your avatar version can go and sit in meetings and take care of all that for you.
Oh, wow. Can you make one for us?
Well, it's Facebook, so it's going to take, like, you know, 60 years. You know, it's going to dump a bunch of money.
Then they're going to flag us.
Yeah, but this is going to make it a lot harder to call the manager when the manager just could be an AI avatar of himself, Heather.
Wait, right?
Don't even talk to me about that.
Keep going strong.
So here's another thing that we really don't need in 2026, yet it is here. You know, the pickle is having a moment, and now it has infiltrated one of the best things in life. That would be the Oreo cookie. They now come in a green box. They look like a fancy macaron, and yes, dill pickle Oreos. Hints of mild dill, white chocolate, vinegar. People say, say once you get past the shock of the dill, the cookie is okay. So once you take everything out of it that makes it a dill pickle Oreo, there's, I guess, a little bit of Oreo left.
You were to get me after the show yesterday on day three of the fast, I would have eaten one. I would have.
Hang in there, brother.
I know. Larry.
Things got weird, man. Things got so weird. Last night, it's time for your
sports.
Oh, I love
WNBA coverage because we are your home for all things WNBA. Yesterday, last night, I'm so excited about our Dallas Wings. Number one overall pick went to your Dallas Wings, and it was from UConn, All-American Azzie Fudd.
Oh.
F-U-D-D.
Azzie?
This is going to be a popular jersey, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Thank you. That's their one fan. No. And then number two, by the way, TCU's Olivia Miles, taken over there by Minnesota.
Woo!
And UCLA makes WNBA draft history with a record number of selections, 5 players selected in the first round. Congratulations to all involved. This is your WNBA
sports
coverage. Do you have anything to add?
I don't think the Mavericks are doing well.
All right. And then their season's good. Over.
Yeah. Sorry.
In a new study, they say digital detoxing for 2 weeks can erase a decade of cognitive decline. You got to try not eat for 3 days.
Hey there, brother.
I'm trying, and it's over.
KB and Heather Lee.